Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, it's a Wednesday edition of the Wednesday Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Welcome, what a conversation. I gotta let people know I'm live. Welcome to the conversation, folks. Welcome. I want to thank y'all so much for being here. Wow, in this edition of the conversation, California Democrats block a bill that would make child trafficking a felony. Yes, that's right. Pedophilia and all that stuff, stealing the kids. When all those kids are coming across the border and their parents are not with them and they're like with, you know, can't be. That's not true. There's no border crisis. It goes right along with the tons of people in the media to Hollywood wanting the Sounds of Freedom movie censored, so that people don't see it. I want to get into something that people have said about that. The extreme left, deep state, big tech is working together. Americans are seeing through this. You know, Americans are seeing through that. I mean, like, just post about a flat earth. Post about it. Post about stuff that's proven false. And guess what? It doesn't get facts checked. No one cares. I mean, heck, the DOJ is going against these whistleblowers. Nothing coming out of this White House. I mean, the Biden administration, there's nothing would surprise me that comes out of D.C. right now. Nothing. I like Ice Cube because he's going up against this anti-upper establishment in regards to this artificial intelligence and crap. I mean, I'm going to get into this stuff that it's a now society. It's a right now society. Right now. Right now. Don't think. Right now. People are going to get lazier and lazier and lazier. What? I'm starting to like some. See, I think there were some people that like were kind of like leftists that like, wait a minute here. I call myself a Democrat, but I don't support this crap. And, whoa. You know, they're the blue-collar Democrat. Yeah, the Biden gaslighting and all this crap. I mean, heck, Joy Behar. You know, my favorite. I just love The View. It's my favorite show. Man, I have transcripts of every episode. Yeah, I have them all recorded. Oh yeah, DVR'd every single episode. It's just a great Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, it's just amazing. You know, their show's tanking faster than the Titanic, but don't worry, folks. And they're trying to save Joe Biden. He supposedly has a 40% approval rating, but then there's people that make up all this stuff about, show me infrastructure, show me any positive thing with Joe Biden. There isn't any. Nothing. Jim Caviezel responds to attacks on the Sounds of Freedom, and they're scared because the people in the media, the people in the Democrats in D.C. and some Republicans, and a lot of people, especially Hollywood and Netflix and Amazon, you're going to expose what they're doing. You're going to expose, because I would say, I would honestly say about 85% of Hollywood is pedophiliacs that are into pedophilia. And they're shaking in their boots. Don't forget this, folks. I got that and so much more.
Hi, my name is Vicky Gumbel. I've been involved in HDB Church in London and also pioneering the Alpha Course. Acts 20:35 says, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I went to watch an episode of the reality TV show, The Secret Millionaire. Kevin Green, a covert multimillionaire, searched for people and causes that would benefit from his financial support. He gave about $100,000 to a range of people working with the homeless, teenage addicts, and disabled children. The response of all these people was deeply moving. They were so grateful. And the causes they worked for benefited greatly. They were blessed and enabled to bring greater blessing to others. However, the most interesting aspect of the program was the change in Kevin Green. He had experienced in a new way the joy of blessing others. His life was changed as a result. The words of Jesus are true. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Generosity is not just a nice character trait that people have. It is right at the heart of what our faith is all about. Your call to be generous stems from God's generosity to you. God has poured out his generosity to you in Jesus. And you are called to respond in faith and generosity to others. The key to the fullness of the blessing is generosity. Archie Coates, who is now the vicar of Holy Trinity Brompton, speaks of the church as a blessing machine. That is exactly what we as Christians are called to be, as a church and as individuals. You really can be a blessing machine.
Acts of the Apostles 20:35. And I have been a consistent example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than receive. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. I want to get into this. I don't know if this is really, it's more funny than Christian-y, but like, we do what's called a week here. And we go out and we pray for this lost and dying world. And then it says a prayer. We go house to house, and we say, hey, how you doing? We're just going around asking the neighborhood if you guys have any prayer requests, because, you know, we believe in prayer changes things and all this stuff, and it's hilarious. Because, like, we went to one house, and, like, can we go up to them? It says no soliciting. We don't know what to do. You know, and one house said, like, we found Jesus. We love our vacuum cleaner. And I didn't do this. But in my head, I'm thinking, I just want to knock on the door and be like, and when someone answers, can we help you? Yeah, I know you've already found Jesus, but, you know, we don't like our vacuum cleaner. It's horrible. And you say you love your vacuum cleaner. What kind do you have? You know, what saddens me is the number one demographic. This will surprise you. When you, we're not pushing a church or anything. We're just asking, hey, can we pray for you? Prayer works. The number one turn down is, oh, I go to church. I'm fine. I don't need prayer. I go to church already. I'm going to write down all my prayer requests. You don't need prayer? Okay, well, then can you pray for me? Here's a list of all the things I need prayer for. Like that Matthew West song, it says, you know, there's a sign on the door that says, come as you are, but I doubt it. Because if we live like that were true, every Sunday morning pew would be crowded. And I truly believe that because I'm not perfect. I need prayer every day. I have a muscle disease. I need prayer every day. I tore my calf muscle. I was afraid to walk. My wife was praying religiously. And she'll tell you that I had a fear of walking. And guess what happened? Bam. Just like that. I was afraid to walk. I didn't know what... And I was healed. But we go to church. And I just... And we try to explain to them. We're not trying... We don't push a religion or a church or anything. We believe prayer can change things. I can't believe more people don't want prayer. Or you get the, you know what, let me see here. World peace. Well, I'm great. Yeah, you don't need prayer. I want to write a book with you. Because I don't know how anyone cannot need prayer. This nation needs prayer. I don't know how you cannot, I could go 24/7, 365 praying and not even pray enough, you know, that's me. But, you know, it's what it is, you know. But I'm going to get into this. I've seen several videos of them, and I didn't share it or whatever, but there are several people, there are several theaters. One of them is AMC, because they have like Carmike Cinemas, they have good range quality, they have AMC theaters. And in the theater, this guy went to go get his tickets, and several people have said this. They went to go get their tickets for Sound of Freedom, and there's only the first two rows. And they say, I want to see this. I don't care. I'll take the second row. It's not the greatest seats, but hey, I'm seeing the movie. I don't care. They get there. There's no AC in that theater. Not the rest of them. Not the movie theater itself. Not the whole building. Just that, like, theater 5. There's no AC. It's very, very hot in that one particular film. Well, you can tell it has to be BS because supposedly all the seats but, like, the first two rows were sold. You couldn't get them. Well, there's no one in them. When you're walking out the movie theater at the very end, none of those seats are sold. And there's a ton of people who say at AMC Cinemas and there's someone else. There's another cinema that many people are saying that when they went, it said it was almost sold out, but just a few seats in the front. And all those seats, you know, only a handful of people were there, and those people in those front seats, all the other seats in the back were not sold, and there was no AC, and it was hotter than heck. And there was no, and there was nothing in any of the, like, the AC was on in the rest of the building. Every other theater had AC, but that, because they did their due diligence. They don't just, you know, these aren't people that just, let me use, oh, well, just because they had, because I have people, just because they had AC, not in this one, doesn't mean there's no AC anywhere else. Well, okay, if you went into the movie theater to go buy your tickets or to scan the thing, if you're already prepaid, you'd be able to tell if there's AC in there. They would know, okay, where they get the movie theater popcorn and all that stuff, is there AC in there? Yeah, they would have known if there wasn't AC anywhere else. And they checked because they had no AC. Did any of the other theaters have no AC? Other one out there. Yeah, where's your AC? I'm an HVAC specialist. Yep. I got my tools and everything. I will do it for free. No questions asked. I have contracts with AMC, so you don't have to worry. I mean, if you're going to say, well, you're not an approved supplier, I've used them, you know, because they try to make up something, because I guarantee you they just turn the AC off in your theater. And they say it's to try to keep people from seeing that movie. Hollywood, they don't want you to see that movie. It's like I talked about Monday, where they had those Wayfair auctions, where they had a $100 dresser for $30,000, and the $30,000 one had a kid in it. Had a kid in it. You were getting a kid, basically. Sort of like Pizzagate. A pizza is a girl, a hot dog's a boy, and depending on the toppings, chili sauce might be a Mexican boy. You know, jalapenos might be Mexican, chili sauce might be a black kid, whatever the case. And depending on what the toppings are, if you wanted a white kid, I love a hot dog with white onions. White onions might have replicated, you want a white boy. And they would just, that's why the White House spent how many thousands of dollars on pizza, like 60-some thousand bucks. Pizzagate, look it up. Like I've heard before, you can't probably watch one movie from the 1980s without someone involved in pedophilia. Like, technically, I don't think you could watch any television if you were trying to avoid any pedophilia, period. If you were against, like, if you would not want your kids trafficked or molested or raped or abused, then you probably couldn't watch any movies or TVs. Because there's probably someone in all that that's in. Because like Corey Feldman said, the people that were molesting him, they were the most powerful people in Hollywood. They were the billionaires. They were the ones that controlled everything. They were like the people that signed Oprah's checks. You think Oprah's wealthy? If you think she's rich, who's signing her paychecks? Who is the one, if she's a billionaire, imagine who's paying her. Who's making more than her? She's making a percentage from him. Yeah. And you think Michael Jordan's rich? I wonder who's signing his paychecks. Here's the $50 billion I'm getting. Here's your $10 million a year. Good luck. Yeah, I'll take $10 million a year. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen this video, and I've said this before, I'm pretty sure. Why do we pay taxes? If they're just going to pass more stimulus bills, this is an economic stimulus package. Folks, this is the Get America Going Again stimulus package. This $2 trillion stimulus bill is going to get this country going in the right direction. It's going to get people back to work. It's going to get money to the people that need it. So why am I paying taxes if you're just going to print $2 trillion? If you're going to do a stimulus bill for $1 trillion or $5 billion or whatever, why am I paying taxes if you're just going to keep printing money after money? Pretty soon you're going to have the new value menu at Arby's. Get 5 roast beef sandwiches for $500. 5 roast beef sandwiches? That's right, folks. Just $100 per roast beef sandwich when you buy 5. Wow. It's like, when I remember when they had 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. And now you probably get... Just get a regular roast beef sandwich with no bun. You'll see how little meat you get. You'll see there ain't nothing there like... And those slices are paper thin. I mean, I could read the newspapers in there that thin. It's okay, folks. The Biden administration's great. I mean, California just passed a bill. They blocked a bill that would make child trafficking a felony. Oh, it's okay, folks. You know, that sounds of freedom, that's fake. That's not real. Kids aren't molested, whatever. Kids aren't trafficked, whatever. You know, there's no border crisis. Three quarters of the kids that are coming with someone else. It's not their actual parents. They're trafficking them. That's not true, whatever. Whatever, that's not true. And there's probably people that will see that say that Sounds of Freedom movie is fake, it's not real, it's false, it's... That's not real, whatever. And it's fact, they actually have the raid in the video, they actually show pictures from the actual raid. And how they went to great detail to have the people that were in the raid, the real raid, be the same, look almost identical as the ones in the movie. Don't worry, folks. Just imagine if that was your kid. And he was being trafficked and being molested. You know, I can sell cocaine all day long. So what? I sell cocaine once. I can sell that kid 10 times a day. Sickening. I posted, you know, God's children are not for sale. One of my good friends, he's like, they are for sale, and it's freaking sad. It's sad. He's not condoning it. He said the kids are for sale. He's not supporting it. He's right. The kids are for sale, and we got to stop it because they're technically not for sale. Kids aren't for sale, but you know they are, and it's not condoning it. Or he's like, but it's sad. It's sick. But they don't want people to see that movie. They don't want people to see that. I mean, there's factual stuff through Pizzagate. When you have people buying, I don't know if you ever remember one of my all-time favorite movies is Loverboy, Patrick Dempsey, where he was like a callboy, you know? And they would pay $200 for a pizza with extra anchovies. And he would go to the house and goes, well, yes, some women just wanted romance. They just wanted, like, companionship, someone to be around. It's... And that's basically what it is, you know? It's like those wafer ads. Well, if you're getting a $30,000 dresser, And they were like instantly taken down when people started to finding things that were like, okay, this is a $100 dresser for $30,000. What the heck? And that's what it was. And if you knew where to look, yeah, can I get a pepperoni pizza? That's a redhead. Or whatever the case may be, I want a pepperoni pizza. Mm-hmm. And that's sick. But that's what they did. They had codes. Now it just makes me want to look for, like, random stuff on, like, eBay. And if, why are they wanting, like, $40,000 or something? I just want to start looking at highest to lowest and put, like, just random items and just see, like, what would come up. You know, to where, like, there's cases of water for like, $10,000. But I like Ice Cube, man. Ice Cube is starting to impress me, you know, because this artificial intelligence that, you know, like cars driving themselves and this and that is the worst shite ever. It is. It is scary because people don't think to themselves anymore. They don't. That's what's wrong with, we're in a now society. And what I mean by this now society is everything is now, like now. Shut up. It's a 6 o'clock. Shut up. It's a, hello, folks. This is Dan Rather, and welcome back to the CBS Evening News. And that's when you found out. Now it's like, it's already happened. It's 24/7. I remember it was on Monday Night Football that they paused Monday Night Football to announce that John Lennon had been shot and killed. They didn't have 24-hour news coverage. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the continuing coverage of John Lennon, who has apparently been shot by some lunatic fan. Supporters say that John Lennon would actually forgive the man for doing this, that, you know, and all this stuff. And it's like, we didn't have 24-hour news. Now, you found out at sometimes live in an NBA game when something happens. You wait until 6 o'clock for the news. Now it's like you get alerts on your phone. Did you hear about this? You have to wait till 6 o'clock. Hello, welcome back to the 6 o'clock news live from Toledo, Ohio, folks. As we have just been notified, as of 1:30 this morning, a kid was supposedly taken from his parents' house by gunmen, and he's been kidnapped. Now you would get an alert that the kid was kidnapped on your phone, like within 2 minutes of it happening. And you would know about it. We used to have to go to a place called we had giant libraries when I was kids. We were kids. It was called a library. That was the computer name, library. You know who the Google search engine was? You were. First of all, you had to convince your parents you wanted to go there in the first place. Please, Mom. Please. We need to go to the library to do research. We won't get kicked out this time, I swear. Okay, if she takes us, we're going to take, and we got to get the research done first. Not the homework. We didn't do homework, just research. That way, when we got home, we could do the homework. That way, in case we get kicked out, we already had the research. Because what do we do if we get kicked out? We don't have the research. Then we have no books or nothing. Of course, your parents always thought you were just doing all the work there. And then when you get home, and you're good, now I can get working on my paper. I thought you did it there. No, I just went there to get the books. I was going to do it later. We just hung out. You never do your work there. And then they'd expect you to do all this other stuff because they thought that you were there doing all your homework. You weren't. You were just screwing around. We just had to go there because we didn't have internets and computers and stuff. So we did have an encyclopedia that my dad had, like a world book one that was so old that it was written in sandstone script, clay tablets. Ding, 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 ding. Dad, I think the weather eroded this. What did it say? Why are you going to the library? We got an encyclopedia set up there. Okay, Dad, let me tell you something. That encyclopedia set, let me tell you something, okay? Yeah, I need to know who won the Vietnam War, and that was written before the Peloponnesian War ended. Yeah, Christopher Columbus hadn't even discovered America when this encyclopedia set was made. Are you kidding me? Jokingly, but it was so old. But you had to do research. You had to do stuff. This whole, we got cars that can drive themselves. Just hit this button and it'll parallel park for you. You don't even have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. It's this lazy, don't have to do anything society. I mean, there's no preparation for anything. I mean, if we wanted to have a water balloon fight when I was a kid, okay, let's do it at like 4 o'clock and you prepare. Oh, we got this hose over here. I got like 5 squirt guns because that was when Super Soakers came out. Okay, we got like 5 bags of balloons and let's fill them up and you took time. Oh, my buddy's got a bucket. We can stick the bucket and it'll fit inside the fridge. He's got a fridge in the garage. We can get him ice cold. That way, by the time 4 o'clock, the water will be really cold and it'll be fun because there's always guys versus girls. You had to work about it. Now you can get like 60 of them, like 60 water balloons in 60 seconds. Really? You know, if you wanted to have 40 balloons for your birthday, you had to blow them all up. Now they have machines that do it for you in like 10 seconds. You can have like 50 of them. Tied and everything. No, we actually had to work at it. You appreciated it. You, okay? If we're going to have this water balloon fight, okay, we, it took a while, so you, I don't know what the word, but you respected it. You like, you savored it because what it took to do this and you had fun with it. It wasn't like, oh, you have to spend all day getting prepared. That's what you did. If you wanted to have 40 balloons for a birthday, you had to blow them all up by yourself. You didn't have all these gadgets that did them in 50 seconds with 50 of them. You didn't have all this now stuff. You had to earn it. If you wanted it, it took time. You had to do things. It wasn't a now society. Everything took time. This NFL, get out and play 60. Like there's that video that goes viral. Well, was drinking out of a hose, was a sink, a faucet not an option? No. We left the house after we had breakfast, and we didn't come back until the streetlights came on. We weren't in the house. Now, your mom might want you to come back at noon, and you have something to quick munch on, but then you went back outside. You lived outside. You played touch football. You played hide-and-go-seek. You would go out after dinner and find all the bikes, and that's where all your friends were, and you had all different age groups. You lived outside. Not today. Yeah, I just got to hit a button in parallel parking. You don't have to. Yeah, all I have to do is speak and type. I don't even have to learn how to type. I don't even have to learn. I can see a society where kids don't even know how to actually take a pen and write anything, period, even printed. We appreciated it. Let's have fun at the party. Look at what it took to set up this party. Let's appreciate it. Look at how much it took to get the water guns and squirt guns and the whole everything. We weren't in an out society. We didn't have, if you wanted to do something, you had to take time to do it. You were the search engine. You had to go to the library to do research. Now, Suri, I need a book report on white-tailed manatees. I'm a fourth grader, 3 pages long, containing a book report, 3 pages long for a fourth grader on white-tailed manatees, sending it to your printer and printing it. There you go. No, we had to go to the library and actually do research. Okay, white-tailed manatees. Would I look under aquatic life, mammals, sea life? And you'd have to try to look it up. And the card catalog would tell you a number, which would correspond to a row that those numbers, and then those books had numbers. And you had to actually try to find it. Okay, crap, there's no books on white-tailed manatees. Now I got to change my book report. Okay, what do I want to do it on? And maybe, and there were times where the thing you wanted to do it on, all the books were checked out. This society is getting so dumbed down because people don't have to do anything. Hit a button and it parallel parks their car. I mean, I'm putting my car on autopilot, so I don't have to do anything. I can just sleep. No, technically you can't because you have to be alert because something goes wrong. Trust me, I don't trust those autopilots. Nope. But that's this world we live in. And Ice Cube is so right. This artificial intelligence, people are already dumbed down as it is. They don't do anything. You know, I grew up on a, hey, let me take you. Like, see, now you go on Pedophilia Flicks, and you can watch anything you want to on there. Just click a button. If I wanted to watch something, I had to go get in my car, drive to the video store, and see what they had. Maybe what I really wanted to watch wasn't going to be there. And you had to learn, well, guess what? If we can get there before the rush. I remember one time I went to a video store. I snuck out on my lunch break at school. Let's go to McDonald's or Burger King on our lunch break. And let's in school because they didn't have open lunch. And we snuck out so we could go have a cigarette. And then we went to the video store and got a video and came back. Yeah, I smoked when they had the genetically altered tobacco. Yeah. If we didn't really, I mean, knowing what I know now, I wish I would have never done it. Now that we know how deadly it is. But, you know, when you're kids, you don't think. And, but we didn't live in that now society. We had, you have to do stuff. Now they're going to, this, it's getting more and more to where people, like I said about 10 minutes ago, you're going to have a society where people don't even know how to write with their hands. They're just used to toxin and type, talk texting and everything, that you're going to have a generation that doesn't know how to even use a pen. I mean, with Mack trucks, they're making a lot of them without stick shift because people don't know how to use it. If I didn't have my muscle issue, I like stick shifts in a way because, guess what? It's a great anti-theft device because 90% of the people that try to steal your car don't know how to drive that crap. They showed one in California, like in L.A., they went to go steal this car, and you could tell they went to steal it until they realized it was stick shift and had no idea what it was, and it was untouched. I'm going to get into this. The Secret Service to brief the House Oversight Committee on White House cocaine find. I kind of look at that cocaine find. See, this is what I'm going to say this about the cocaine in the White House. I want to get answers, but I also look at it like this. Who cares at this point? The Bidens could be making methamphetamine in the White House with a meth lab, and I'd be like, wow, that's it? Only meth? Not heroin, too? I mean, seriously, I kind of look at it like, well, while everyone's, I'm trying to find out what they don't want you to talk about, because everyone's on this, they found cocaine in the White House, and, you know, what don't they want you to focus on? I kind of look at the cocaine in the White House as like the magician, where he wants you to look at his right hand while he's taking something from your left with your left hand, with his left hand. The sleight of hand thing. Like, okay, the White House, the cocaine thing is what they're wanting to focus on. What don't, so like when that, when the Navy knew that that, the Navy knew this, and the media and all of them knew that that submarine imploded within hours, within 2 hours of it going under, it imploded, and everyone was dead. Why were they pushing that, folks, welcome back to the 24 hours left of oxygen in the submarine. Will they survive? Will we find them? Will they get out alive? No, well, shut up. You knew 2 hours in, they had all died. The thing imploded. There's nothing left. Oh, yeah. The whole time they're keeping your eyes posted on the submarine, they're allowing lab-grown meat. Now, I'm wondering, and I guarantee you they'll get to a point where that lab-grown meat won't even have to be labeled, so you can get chicken in your supermarket and think, oh, yeah, I'm getting great chicken, and it's lab-grown. And they'll make it, and they can say it's antibiotic-free. That's what I hate. That's another thing that you need to be aware of. How many people realize this? They cannot produce any chickens, beef, or pork. They cannot raise them with antibiotics, so we raise our pork without antibiotics. You can't. It's illegal. You're bragging about something you legally have to do. It's like, and don't be fooled by this either. 97% of every OJ you get in the supermarket is over a year old. It's frozen. Even if it's Florida's pure squeezed fresh OJ, they squeeze the OJ, pasteurize it, they separate the pulp from the juice, they add it back. If you want, like, no, in case you want no pulp or light pulp or extra pulp, and then they freeze it, usually. They've even showed, like, pure, fresh-squeezed orange juice that's over a year old, and then they go to a fragrance company, and they take, and they make a orange fragrance, so that when they, because if you leave, if you freeze OJ for a year, or even frozen concentrated OJ, it'll lose the smell, and it makes the smell come back, so you go, wow, that, so it smells like fresh. You know, thing, you know, most meat in the supermarket is treated with carbon monoxide because that keeps it looking red. Because they've shown, like, they had red ground beef and they had this gray ground beef, and this lady goes, which one would you pick? And I said, I want that gray stuff. Because I guarantee you the red stuff is made with carbon monoxide. And the gray ground beef was like a day old. It was ground yesterday. And the red stuff was like 2 weeks old. People don't think about stuff like that. And I guarantee you, yeah, there's cocaine found at the White House. We need to know what's going on with that. But I guarantee you that's like a smokescreen. Like, what don't they want you to, what are they trying to get past or go through? Because ain't nothing going to happen to it. Biden's aren't going to get in trouble with it. Ain't nothing going to happen. So what are they trying to, because they're pushing this cocaine in the White House to get you distracted from something that's going on. What it is, I don't know. And that's what I'm trying to find out. What are they trying to distract you with? That, you know, what are they trying to hide? Like that lab-grown meat that was passed. The whole time everyone's wondering if they're going to survive. Are they going to make this, you know, that should outrage you in the first place. I don't know how anyone can sit there and say, okay, they knew 2 hours in that that thing had imploded and everyone died and they kept it going. Why? You know? Oh, yeah. That was, yeah, they shoved, yeah, they've legalized lab-grown meat to be sold. And it's made using cancerous cells because cancer cells grow rapidly and they can produce the meat faster than a regular growing cell. Yeah, do your research. They're gonna give us an update on the cocaine find. I mean, yeah, they could tell that they could tell minutes in, like hours after that, they knew who was at the Capitol building, who got in, this and that, and the January 6th riots, but there's cocaine. Well, folks, we don't really know. I mean, we're still, this is a long, ongoing, lengthy process to find out how this cocaine got here. No way any person from the outside could have brought cocaine in. The only way cocaine got in there is someone that does not have to be security checked, like someone from Kamala Harris's like direct family or like the Bidens. I mean, this is a society we live in. You got a society that, like California, that doesn't that blocked a thing that would allow child trafficking to be a felony. You have a teen girl accused of hate speech after voicing concerns about transgenders in the girls' locker room. Well, why just call it hate speech? It should be racist speech too, because if a black guy who thinks a black guy with a huge male private part down there thinks he's a girl. And he's black, wouldn't that be racist speech too? If I was her, I'd be like, great, call it whatever you want to call it. You're okay with biological men being in the same locker room with a woman? Are you kidding me? And then that soccer star, that U.S. soccer star that quit, thank God she's gone, that waste of space. She's like, I support men and women. I would love to see a man play for the women's soccer team who thinks he's the she or whatever. Prove it. Yeah, I think men should be in women's locker rooms if they've had a sex change operation and they've gone full out and they've gone through the years of psychological thing and they can prove it. But if you just have, yeah, I think I want to, like I've said before on this program, man, when I was a kid, when we were in high school, when we were in like sixth, seventh, eighth grades, and this was, we would have all been like, yeah, I think I'm a chick, yes, just so we could get and see the girls naked that we had crushes on. We'd have done that just to look at the girl. Cool, I can't wait to see them naked. No. If I would have told my mom I thought I was a girl, she would have said, no, you're not. You're a boy. But my mom would, no, you're a boy. Sit down. You're a boy. She'd have never condoned that. But they call it hate speech because she doesn't want a guy seeing her in dress. You know, there's times where my wife does stuff with the girls. And they have a girl time and they do stuff. There's times that I do stuff with guys. It's what we do. That's our way. Like, how dare you not want a guy to be undressing near you? How dare you? How dare you? You bigot. Because she's a bigot, too, because she's a young girl that doesn't want a guy undressing near her. Sorry if I don't want people to see me naked but my wife. Sorry. But hey, it's okay, folks. Everything is hateful and wrong, like this Sounds of Freedom movie. It's just sad, folks. It's not the America I grew up in. But it's okay, folks. It's okay, folks. I think we just need to start coming up with all kinds of adjectives. This is hate. This is bigoted, racist hate speech. I mean, because it would be, because she, because if the guy was black that came into the girl's locker room saying he's a chick, he's black, so she'd be racist for calling him out. She'd be hateful for calling him out, and she'd be a bigot. So, hey, and if you can add any more adjectives to all this. Yes, it's the world we live in, folks. Yes. You know, they don't, I mean, people are calling, and they don't know what to do now that people are calling out this stuff. With the Sounds of Freedom movie coming out and people not backing down, hey, you can tell me whatever you want to. I don't want to get, I'm a young girl, I don't want to have guys undressing with me. Sorry. And with those, I've seen three videos, but I can't find them again, where they had people that went to the AMC theaters, and all the seats were sold out when they tried to buy them, except for the first two rows, and anyone that got a first two row ticket, that's only seats that had anyone in them. There was no AC. And, of course, these people are doing their due diligence. They go into the movie theater where they scan their phone to get their tickets and where they get the popcorn. There's AC in there. When theirs doesn't have any AC in their theater, number 5 or 4, whatever it was, and they check other theaters and all the others, at least 2 or 3 of them, all have AC. People, this movie is making waves because they're exposing stuff that's going on. And when you have Pediflix and you have Amazon and you have Hollywood and Disney and all these things that are huge supporters of pedophilia and huge supporters of child trafficking, and they don't want that out there. They don't want people to know what's going on. They don't want people to know about clubs that, hey, you pay $100,000 a year to belong to and you spend $30,000 and you get this chick for 6 hours or whatever, and you can do whatever you want to, or this boy or whatever, and they don't want that exposed. You know, if you get a hot dog with onions, white onions, that means, guess what? You want a little white boy. If it's jalapenos, you want a Mexican kid. If it's chili, it might be a black kid, whatever the case may be. You want a pizza with pepperoni, it's a redhead. How many chickens you want? Chickens, that's code. They have codes. Like the guy, and it got shut because they got shut down almost instantly when he was showing all these Wayfair auctions that were like $30,000 and they showed the exact same thing, $99. And when people started to put 2 and 2 together that $30,000 auction for that $100 dresser, there was something more than a dresser that was coming with that. And when we, yeah, that got shut down. Let me see where I'm at, folks. We got about 8 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. We're very listening around the world. Thank you so much. It's good, folks. It's good. Manchester United time, folks. One of the I posted this, and I've said this before, and one of the mods on the United Stand posted this, and I said, you know, the Glazers couldn't sell water in the desert, and it's the dang truth. You know, we have. And one problem I really see is Harry Maguire will be a fifth-choice center back. He doesn't even need to be at United. He's horrible. He stinks. But he's, I guess, okay with being a fifth-choice center back. Like, if we actually have to have problems with our center backs to where he has to come in, Lord help us. We would need it. He is horrible. He is a, I don't know what you call it, but he's a, he's horrible. He's a dud. But let me see here. I can see it in this light. And I said this to one of my buddies that we talk football sometimes at work. And I'm like, what do you think about it? He can probably get half of what he's making at Manchester United and actually have to be in the first team somewhere and earning it. Or he can get paid more at United and not have to do anything, because unless circumstances happen like we don't want them to, guess what, folks? He won't have to do a dang thing. I remember one of my friends, like, man, for what they pay, I could sit on the bench on the NBA and get paid. Like, yeah, until they have to call you in. How long's it been since you played basketball, high school or whatever? Yeah, I can't wait till they, you got to get in the game. We need you. I was just hoping I could just sit on the bench and get paid. I mean, he needs to go. McTominay needs to go. Fred need to go. We need to get rid of some of these players. We need to bring in some new blood. I mean, the budget's tight. The Glazers aren't going to sell. They're going to screw us under their transfer window because they're not going to sell the club. And I think they're just pissy because they expected to have 8 or 9 people and they were going to get a bidding war and get way more. They want way more than the club's worth to begin with. But yeah, we don't know yet. We know today we're going to announce who is going to be the premier bidder so we can work on negotiations. But yeah, we're going to move it down another couple months because, you know, I said this from day one. I can see us going into the start of next season and the Glazers, I can see January and the Glazers are still deciding on who's going to run the club, who's going to buy the club. Or are they going to keep someone and invest in it? I mean, think about it like this. In my lifetime, I don't think in 150 years anyone will beat Wayne Rooney's goal score record ever. I don't think in 150 years anyone is going to beat De Gea's clean sheet record. But we have to replace De Gea and Anana's. What if we don't get Anana? What if something went wrong and they screw up the Anana deal, which it's basically all we got to do is it's basically, here we go. I mean, we just got to, you know, United are not trying to pay too much, and Inter Milan want a certain amount of money. So once they come to an agreement, like, De Gea was not a priority. He had 1 year left on his contract before they could have extended it to renew it, but they didn't. He's not a priority. We need a striker. That's a priority. That money could go to that because y'all know the Glazers can't sell anybody. They can't even sell water in a desert. I'm not putting down Anana. He's incredible. He's a great goalie. I'm not saying that, but De Gea is an amazing goalie. We didn't need to get rid of him. We could have. Now, if we had the money and get Anana in, and okay, one does. Like the Premier League, when those Champions League and, you know, they, and De Gea works with them and they transition. And then, you know, when De Gea's contract's up, he can go back to Spain like he's wanted to. And De Gea can do that and we get a nine in here. But we didn't need to spend money on a goalie right now. De Gea was great. But I respect Ten Hag. He is one that's come in and said, okay, this is what's going to happen, folks. We got food at Carrington. We're all going to eat as a team. No more your private chefs bringing in your food. No, we're all going to have, this is what they're, you know, this is what we're going to have. We're all going to sit together. We're going to be a team. This is what's going to happen. This stuff's going to, you know, we're going to be a unit. And he's turned the club around. He's done some amazing things. There's some times like, why would I do? I mean, I wouldn't start him. I wouldn't do this. And guess what? We won the game and things happened. You got to trust the manager sometimes. When you've questioned some of his decisions and tactics, but then he dominates and wins, score, I'll take it. So it's what it is. It's what we got to do in this. We got to trust him, and he knows, you know. I love the fact that he's gotten Mason Mount, one of his signings. This is one of my targets, and they've actually gotten it for him. But he's I know, I like Ten Hag for one reason too. He can go anywhere and do anything, so he's not worried. He'll call out the Glazers. He'll call, I'm demanding this and this and this. He's demanding stuff, and he's not, well, I have credentials. I can go anywhere. If the Glazers were to get rid of me, so what? I can go anywhere, and I would have 10 clubs beckoning to sign me. Okay, well, I've always wanted to coach here. Okay, great. So he's not concerned, so he can call out the Glazers. And I'm liking that he's actually doing that. But we'll just have to wait and see. But I can see, honestly, I don't see them announcing a preferred buyer until like the season's way underway. Yeah. And I could see them saying, yeah, we found someone that's going to give us like $2 billion and they're going to be an investor in the club and they're going to fix it up and we're going to stay. I can see that happening. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Remember, folks, God's children are not for sale. And with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine covenant, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night all. God bless and goodbye.